I'm Eric Gould, and here's the regional news from KVNF. From Capitol coverage, Governor Jared Polis and the State Health Department issued several new orders Thursday to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The state is closing salons, spas, and tattoo and massage parlors, and all non-essential surgeries are being suspended until April 14th. The state is also opening a special enrollment period for people without health insurance to purchase it on the state's individual marketplace. Across the state, schools are closing down. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with more on how one local school district plans to continue providing students with lessons and meals.
All Colorado schools will be closed from March 23rd until at least April 17th, according to an order on Wednesday from Governor Jared Polis. The closure affects all public and private schools in the state and is meant to help slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. Governor Polis has said that while it's possible schools may return this year, it's increasingly unlikely. KVNF spoke to the Assistant Superintendent of Delta County Schools, Kurt Clay, about what the district will be doing to keep its students fed and learning during the shutdown.
Our teachers are coming in next week, and they'll be finalizing their plans for distance learning. We'll be doing distance learning at minimum until April 17th.
How will distance learning work?
So distance learning is going to take a lot of different ways. We're actually planning that as we speak, but we will be doing a lot of it online. Our elementary, it's so much paper and pencil that we're deciding on how to distribute and get materials and lessons to our students that will be picked up by parents and then delivered back to the school.
Is there an issue with computer equipment and internet access?
Right now, about 85% of our families have access to Wi-Fi, but we are doing some extra resources. Distance learning is different than in the class and the teacher being able to guide all that learning. So all the resources, grandparents, parents, all those people who can help those students gain access and learn what the lesson's about that day, we would greatly appreciate your teamwork in that effort.
And what is the school doing about food for kids? I understand there's a lot of kids on free and reduced lunch that really relied on meals at school.
Yesterday we delivered over 350 meals to all of our students, and we feel like that number is going to go up. But we have distribution places across every community from 11 to 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. They get lunch that day, and then we also have a breakfast for the next morning for them when they pick that up.
Not only have Delta County schools already closed down, so have those in Mesa and Montrose counties. Mesa County Schools will provide daily meal service for students at 11 schools and 3 mobile stops, and they're offering Chromebooks for distance learning. Montrose County Schools will also provide daily meals for pickup at 4 locations in Montrose and Olathe, and will provide distance learning opportunities for students. For details on all the school districts' plans, see their websites. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
In an effort to limit the potential spread of the coronavirus among the public, the Crawford Town Hall and the entire town building is closed until April 30th. The town is monitoring the situation on a daily basis and is prepared to extend or eliminate the closure if necessary. The town is accepting payments in the bill drop box in the front of the building, online, or via telephone with credit cards. All payments are still due by the 20th of each month, and are considered late by the 30th of each month. All rental rooms are closed during this closure. Town of Crawford Director of Public Works Bruce Baer spoke with KVNF News about the closure, which was announced after an emergency meeting on Tuesday, March 17th.
We did have the special meeting on Tuesday, which actually was only a day before the regularly scheduled council meeting. But in light of what happened after the town clerk contacted the mayor and the board of trustees, it was decided by the board and the mayor to go ahead and have a special meeting specifically to deal with the new protocols that were issued by the state and the federal government, really trying to limit the amount of people that are gathering. Based on that and based on the small size of the staff, myself taking care of streets, water, and wastewater with a couple occasional part-time guys, and Callie staffing the office as the town clerk, the town council voted to closed town hall. Business will still continue as usual. Staff can be reached by email or by phone. I'm here every day because I can't work from home. Callie is here partially, and then she's also working from home. That's the town clerk. We also discussed things that we can do to try and help out the at-risk population in the community, making phone calls, welfare checks, even basic things like food, things that are in short supply right now.
The town of Crawford also passed an official declaration of a local disaster, which will enable it to pursue federal relief funds. Bruce Baer said that the coronavirus pandemic is having an impact even in Crawford, which is usually a pretty sleepy little town.
It's definitely more quiet than usual. We only have really one viable restaurant in town, and it's closed now. And we still have the bank and the stores and the post office that's open, but it's definitely, it's quiet. And the school is a large part of this community, the public North Fork Montessori School, and they're shut down like all the other schools. But people's attitudes have been good, relatively. I think it's a bit of an inconvenience from people, but the decision was made, like a lot of these decisions, kind of day by day, to be proactive and better safe than sorry.
And in more from Capital Coverage, San Miguel County in southwest Colorado is one of the first places in the state where residents are being ordered to shelter in place during the coronavirus pandemic. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on how that order is affecting the county.
Residents can still make trips to the grocery store and take walks, but health officials are encouraging them to only send one person out to get essential supplies and to maintain social distancing. Julia Caulfield is the news director for CODO, a public radio station in Telluride.
You definitely walk down Main Street today and it's pretty quiet. There are a few cars that are going by, but all the buildings are closed. Some restaurants are open for takeout, but it kind of feels like a ghost town down here.
Caulfield says residents held a group clapping session on their front porches this week to praise first responders. They've also been holding solo dance parties to pass the time in isolation. The shelter-in-place order is in effect until April 3rd. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.